wind up with the particular configuration of the interchange, and then we know where, have a better idea of where we can allow future new access points. Hearing tonight that it doesn't sound like, other than, I guess, potentially off of Lowe's Road, but it sounds like tonight, you know, they're not even wanting to necessarily connect to Tower Road. We're just anticipating if there's a change in plans, or I know it's a petition, but just to take into consideration connectivity as it relates back to Tower Road, and like you say, that it impacts back to the interchange.
Thank you. Do we have any additional neutral or testimony from anyone online? Okay, hearing none at this time, Carla, I invite you back to rebuttal testimony and final comments.
Thank you, Planning Commission Chair Ekstrom. So, yeah, a couple of items. The comments made by Mr. Doherty, officially represent, I'm going to paraphrase here, the state of the future RV park. That's a consideration of use, not of the division of land. He brought up issues around potential violations happening on our Texalt 135. City does not own that piece of property, and again, that's an enforcement issue. That's in the county's jurisdiction, not an issue relative to the approval of a partition. He talked about past proposed uses. We're not proposing any uses tonight. The uses, I have discussed some uses, but those uses have to go through a development process. And again, this is a request for a division, not for future use. He also talked about the easement on the east side of proposed parcel 3 that is a pertinent to this property. We are aware of that. We may want to reach out and have a conversation with him to align that so it's in a better alignment with the edge of the property, just to facilitate future development. That's also something that a future purchaser of that property could do as well. So, for the comments raised by Ms. Penninger with ODOT, the current distance, I'm just using Google Maps, it's not a perfect instrument, but from, well, again, just calling it Love's Road, to the eastbound ramp, so 1,629 feet. So it more than meets the 1,320 that's the current access management standard for ODOT. Part of the reason that FUNZI got realigned back in 2005-ish, give or take, was because the old alignment of FUNZI did not meet that standard. And so it was moved, and the Love's location is further south than the allowance for a full intersection with a left-hand turn would be allowable. Our intent in the application is not to connect proposed parcel 1 or facilitate connection through the UEC parcel to connect to Tower Road directly. Our proposal is for them to connect to Coonsie Lane, which is the lower classification of a road, which is, I would think, the preferred alternative. Again, Coonsie is not, I'm not going to diminish the traffic on Coonsie. It is a busy street. It's a busy road in the county. And it is regularly an alternative that people use to get from Boardman to places to the east. But it's preferable to have those types of accesses on your lower function road than on your higher function road. So we were not attempting to try to connect proposed parcel 1 or the UEC parcel to Tower Road directly. We don't think it makes planning sense to do that, but we do want to make sure that proposed parcel 2 has reasonable access. And achieving that at the end of the Love's Road, I think, makes sense, with an alternative or a secondary access to be determined at a later date along these. So we're trying to not give, we're trying to not further impact Tower Road.
I also want to address the request for the extension. And I don't know if Tamara's tracking it, but the 150-day timeline is rapidly approaching. We're at about, if I did my quick calculations, we're pretty close to 90 days right now out of 150. A continuance with a potential for a local appeal could very easily put you beyond the 150-day mark. So I would suggest as an alternative that you apply a 777 process. Allow anybody who wants to submit information to do that over the next 7 days, that you then allow for rebuttal of that in the following 7 days, and then allow the last 7 days for the city as the applicant to provide final comment and rebuttal, and that you then continue the hearing for deliberation to February. That will help facilitate the county's 150-day clock and achieve the city a decision somewhat timely. And I think with that, that would conclude my rebuttal at this point in time. Thank you.
Thank you. So I could use some assistance now.
You betcha. And Dan and I are communicating. I'm not just playing on my phone.
You were doing math for a while.
I was doing math.
Because yes. We had a request to keep the hearing open, and so now these are our options.
So, sure, the options are, as Carla said, the 777, where we open it for anybody to submit information for 7 days, the rebuttal, and then the city gets the final comments, and the hearing would be continued, because even with that additional information, I don't know if you're inclined to approve or not approve or what conditions you might put on. You can just do a straight continuance if you'd like. Carla's right, I was doing the math on that. We didn't do a formal completeness review, but we did have significant changes to the application after the original submittal date. And we do have a record of that. It might just be a friendly gesture for the city to say, you know, we agree to waive the 150 days, but we all agree that the Planning Commission will make a final decision at the February meeting, and then on the outside chance that somebody appeals that, it would have to go to the board, which means I'd have a really pretty tight turnaround time to get to the board. But I would think, the city and the county are both trying to get to yes in this instance. So Brandon, you might want to factor in on that. Gosh, I would hope the city wouldn't want to file a mandamus against the county for working through all of this, which again is everybody trying to get to yes. If the city doesn't agree to, what do you think, Brandon?
No, I agree. And again, the only comment I have is, I know that it's a hot topic when we talk about development in that area, but let's not get too far ahead. This is just a partition. We're just asking permission to split up our land. That's it. I mean, it is as simple as that. There will come all sorts of discussions when we talk about development and where roads will have to go, but we're just simply saying, hey, can we split up our land in three sections? That's it. So yeah, I mean, we can obviously work with the county, but yeah, we definitely, the time frame is gonna be long anyway when we talk about development, and yes, it's all gonna have to be rezoned, so everyone's gonna get a full amount of say in this, so that's gonna be timely anyway, but yeah, the city won't push back.
Brandy, for housekeeping, could you please give us your name and your address and who you are? Some people don't know who you are.
Sure. No problem. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Brandon Hammond, city manager. I live in Boardman, and my wife tells me my address. I've moved too many times. That is my address. It's like on Falcon Court.
Yeah, it's fine.
125 Falcon Court, maybe?
Brandon, just use the city
address.
Just
use the city. We know that one.
Oh,
it's already in the record.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Brandon, did I hear you say that you would waive the 150-day timeline so that we can work together and reach a mutually agreeable final set of conditions and final plat design?
Yes.
Brendan, we should talk about that. We should talk about that before you agree to that. I just think we should talk about it.
But we'll be good.
Thank you.
You guys need to have time to look at it. But again, just simplistic, we're just looking for a partition. Timeline's going to be long anyway.
It is. Thank you for that, Brendan. I'll send you over the paperwork for that. So Dan, did you want to say anything? Your choice really is to do the 777, so that when you convene again in February, you're not taking new testimony. It will only be those things that have been submitted on the record. Yeah, but we're still very close. So if somebody, any party who wanted to say, we don't like that decision, we want to appeal it to the board, with Brandon giving us the grace to say, if it needs to go to the board, it can go beyond 150 days. It's not abundantly clear what that 150 days is, but I need to protect the county on the very outside chance that somebody wanted to file a mandamus against the county.
And Dan, can we have your opinion?
Yes.
Sure. Hi, this is Dan Cairns, Land Use Counsel for the county. The first thing, when is the February Planning Commission date?
The 25th.
Okay. So here's I agree with what everyone has said in general, that because there's been a request to continue, you have to allow at least a 7-day open record period. Because it's a group of people, you kind of have to reconvene. So you would continue tonight's hearing to a date certain for deliberation and decision only. The beauty of the 777 revolving door is it does flesh out all the arguments, counter-arguments, and gets in the applicant's final rebuttal. So, and that all comes in with enough time for you to digest it. And so one of the problems you're facing tonight is a couple last-minute comments, and the applicant's comments on the conditions are very significant. And I agree with them in principle with what Brandon said, that we're just asking for a simple partition. The case law says that just the land division does not in itself impose demands or burdens on public facilities that would justify really much or anything by way of conditions, unless there are uses allowed outright that would do that. So if there wouldn't be any further review of any sort, and generally that means in most situations a single house could be built without further land use proceedings, and you also shouldn't approve the creation of lots that could be landlocked. So you have to kind of be sensitive to that. And a way around that is to take into consideration the comments that the applicant submitted tonight about the conditions, figure out those that really are development specific and that are designed to mitigate for the impacts of development, because a land division itself isn't development. And so for those kind of conditions that eventually have to be met, you could relegate those to, you know, the following shall be met or complied with in the context of a future development proposal. So the access, for example, because these are kind of big unplanned parcels, you don't know where to put the access, and so it would be premature to make the applicant get an access permit from ODOT, since it's tough to do that, and they would for sure have to move it around. But just impose a condition that says no development without getting that first. So that would be the way to proceed on that. But as a general proposition, I agree with Brandon that it's at this point in time, it's just a partition, it's not development. And so that does kind of limit the kind of conditions that you would impose on this.
Yeah, so Chair.
Anything else you think would be useful for me to weigh in on?
If I might, I'll just add to that. I agree with what you've said and what the city has said. Because the list of quite a few of those outright uses, there's a long list of outright uses.
Is there?
And so that's what, when Carlin, Brandon, and I talked on Monday, You know, they suggested, for example, a road improvement for that easement would happen. I don't have the legal authority to include that condition on an outright use permit, so that's why I contemplated that in this application.
Now might be your, or some of those now would be your only chance. So
yeah.
Access, you know, the, so for example, you could say no building permit shall issue without X happening.
As a subsequent condition? Sure.
You could you could set it up that way, because for outright allowed uses, it might be just a building permit, which for sure doesn't normally allow the imposition of these kind of exaction dedication conditions.
Yeah, and remember, we have the zoning permit, then the building permit. Your favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, that's good. And so what would be helpful for me, it sounds like Commissioner Finch has a question, is kind of generally get your pulse on the discussion and some guidance. So if your action is to keep the record open for 7 days, allow additional comments and the final rebuttal for 7 days, carrying that over. If you have questions about that and give us some guidance, that'd be helpful. Commissioner Finch, did you have
one? No, I'm good. I guess the easements. So you were proposing within it to improve an easement, or you were not?
I did. So as a subsequent condition, you know, recognizing that the development isn't today, but I include as a subsequent condition our local terminology. Dan said prior to building permit. It's correct, but prior to our zoning permit. So, for example, that small parcel, one that's on the top, it may or may not be a substation. It may be a space-age industrial facility that's 200 square feet, and at that point in time, I don't have the ability to say, can you improve that access easement? And we may have, Carla points out it's her interpretation that our code only requires 40 feet. My interpretation is that easement needs to be 60 feet because, as I point out in the findings, it's not, we don't assume that access will go to two parcels in perpetuity. And so in our development code, it says if that parcel will serve now or in the future more than three lots, it needs to be 60 feet. So to me, that 60 feet is pretty basic. And whatever future use happens on that space age industrial will probably come off that easement or come off of Kunze or that roadway that we're now calling Love's Access. And those are things I think we can... I'd love to, you know, if the 777 works for you, it works for us as staff.
Okay.
And we can
That's
come
the biggest
up.
Question, needs to work for you, Brandon.
Yeah. And with Brandon saying, you know, we don't want any of us to bump up to a time frame and do sloppy work, that works. That's even better.
Okay.
And the objective would be to, for the applicant and Tamara to get together and come to some stipulated understanding of conditions that they can recommend to you.
Yeah, okay, for sure.
So that you don't have to split any babies, really, when you come back in February.
Yeah.
Okay. I have one more question, Tamara. The green line, the ODOT map, was really kind of messy.
The solid line?
The too much
before
stuff?
The solid green line that Teresa was talking about? Yes. Is that something ODOT was wanting?
They were proposing
and
that,
that's
yes.
And that's going to be an easement or a road?
They were proposing to extend that 60-foot easement up and around like you currently see it on that partition plat, because that's a partition plat map, so it shows that current easement's 40 feet to continue it up and around and then down, so you have a looping system there.
Okay.
And it sounds reasonable, but the city's point is, we're not sure what the development on parcel 2 will be. That might not be necessary.
Do we have the ability to create an easement like that, though?
I don't know.
It's outside the state's thing anyway. I mean, that's inside the partition off the tower.
Yeah.
Outside the 1,320 feet, that's just a recommendation.
It is a recommendation. I think that's right, Commissioner.
Okay.
I believe if she, if if I ask one question.
So I think we're agreeing on the, sorry, we have more to do today. So I think we're agreeing on
so moving. So what's the 777? What's this called?
Yeah. So but first, do I need to close the public hearing first?
You're going to continue the hearing.
Okay.
And then, Dan, do you want to give some language for a motion for the continuance, the 777?
Sure. It would be a motion to continue tonight's hearing to February 25th. 25th at 6 o'clock, and to leave the record open first for 7 days for anyone to submit any kind of comment or evidence that's relevant to the matter. That would be today's
28th.
So that'd be the first 5 o'clock on the first Tuesday of February, the 4th. The second 7-day segment would be for anyone to respond to information or argument that comes in that first 7-day period. That would close 5 o'clock on Tuesday, the 11th of February. Then the third 7-day segment would be for the applicant's rebuttal, final rebuttal, argument only, no new evidence, and that would close at 5 o'clock on Tuesday, the 18th. Then you'd reconvene on the 25th for deliberation and decision only. How does that sound?
It sounds good. The only thing is continue the hearing to February 25th at 6 p.m. at the Don Adams Room in Irrigan, so then we don't re-advertise the meeting.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'd make a motion to that effect if somebody can summarize it.
You could say as stated.
As stated by him.
Yeah. As stated. How they do that?
Perfect. We have a first and we have a second. Any further deliberation? All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion passed.
Thank you, Carla. Okay. Thank you, Brandon. We'll be in touch.
Thanks.
And thank you,
thank
Teresa
you.
And Doherty's. Yes.
Alrighty, so we are now moving on to conditional use permit CUPN 38324.
Same
number? It's 384 and 384.
Yeah,
it's 383
and 384.
Okay. They just look so much alike. Yeah, I'm sorry. Which one am I supposed to be doing first? The 383. I apologize for Martin Guzman, applicant in hearing. Do I have any conflicts or abstentions? Hearing none, I believe this is Caitlin's?
Yes.
Okay.
For the new planning commissioners and anybody else who's interested. My name is Caitlin Kennedy. I'm with the planning department as a compliance planner. Part of my job includes doing code enforcement, and I'm still on a steep learning curve, but it's been very interesting doing these home occupation permits for trucking businesses. And we're seeing that it's not just in Boardman, it's in Irrigan and other places as well as they're coming in for CUP-N-383-24 for Martin Guzman. As of right now, he has about 10 commercial vehicles parked on an empty lot next to his house. It's gravel, but unfortunately it is against our code to run a trucking business in a residential zone. In lieu of that, or as a trying to find a solution, he has put in two applications for a property 383 and property 384, which they're pretty close to each other, but they're in the Westland area, and both have residents and dwellings on the property. So for 383, he is proposing to have three 10-wheelers and two truck tractors, so no trailers parked at that residence. One of the issues that I particularly am coming across is that a lot of these properties have two entrances or two public accesses. Changing that, we want to make sure that they are obtaining the appropriate and necessary public access permits through Public Works Department. So I have made that a condition, or made, recommended that be a condition. A lot of it is the same that we've seen in other trucking home occupation permits, that the application and permit be as presented. So two 10-wheeler commercial trucks and three truck tractors that would be permitted. That all commercial activity would occur between the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. No more than 5 full-time or part-time persons to be employed at site in one time. Noise, traffic, lighting, and other potential impacts to neighboring properties shall be limited to those generally anticipated for typical residential use. In other words, no major mechanical work or operation be permitted in conjunction with the home occupation permit. This permit would be valid for 1 year with annual review and an opportunity to renew for up to 2 additional years. This property is within the Boardman Urban Growth boundary. We recognize that. And this permit is not valid if the ownership of either lot changes, at which time the landowner will need to apply for a new conditional use permit. The permit is not valid if property is annexed into the city of Boardman, at which time the proposed use will cease. And the property shall conform to the applicable zoning, city zoning standards and regulations. Any proposed signage will need to meet the requirements of the Moore County Zoning Ordinance and receive a zoning permit approval. And then finally, the applicant shall obtain all necessary public access permits to the property.
For the new commissioners, this is our, we are trying to help these individuals and not put them out of. So we're doing our best to try to help them in hopes that they can find commercial locations. So that's just to know when you look at this and go, wait, are the hours the same on this one as our other ones?
Yes.
Okay. You would think we'd remember after we've done so many of these.
I think we've done 10 now.
Yeah, so, I mean.
It is 10.
Yeah, yep. And yep. We have 2 more for February.
Okay. So pretty much they're just all in line with things. Okay.
Basically what it does, it gets them to a couple years down the road, and then sunsets.
So at this time, I don't believe the applicant's online.
No.
We're not here.
No.
I'm pretty sure Eric's not going to do it. At this time, do we have any opponents to testify or present evidence? Hearing none. Do we have anybody neutral? Nope.
Nothing interesting.
Okay. So at this time, we want to keep the hearing open or hold the record open. Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing at this time. Any questions by the commission for the staff, for the applicant?
Can we approve both of these at the same time? Or do we have to do 2 separate motions?
They need to be 2 separate motions. Did you open the hearing for both of them or just one?
That was kind of a half-assed. I tried one. I did 2 because I said both numbers wrong.
I think to be really clear, you should take action on the first one and open the hearing.
Okay, so at this time, I call for a motion. Any additional comments, questions? Hearing none. We have motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Hearing none. Motion passed. Conditional use permit CUP N38424, Martin Guzman, applicant and owner. Very similar to, it's just a flip flop of the types of trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So, does anybody have any questions for? We didn't have any abstentions. We already know the staff report. They're still not here. Do you have any opponents for the evidence? Anybody neutral? at this time. Did anyone wish to continue the hearing or hold it open? Hearing none, the public hearing is closed. And I ask for any additional questions. Hearing none, I call for a motion.
I move that we accept, approve CUPN 3424.
Oops, I have a second.
Second.
Motion's been made, seconded. Any questions, deliberations? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passed.
I like those.
We've seen enough of them.
It was an extended conversation for over a year about what to do with those.
To get there.
Yeah. Like we said, it was a...
It's working with heart.
Is there an email about it? Because it's conditional use, you can't just review it at your level? Because we all know the criteria.
No, because it's not...
The difference is home occupations. Mm-hmm. At one point in time, this planning commission said, we want to see home occupation permit.
Yes.
So and all other conditional uses, we can do it at the administrative level.
And I'm tracking them. So our first one will come up for review come May for ear,
oh,
mill,
is that when our
calvium.
First one is?
Yes.
So we cannot say, oh, leave it in your hands for this type of situation.
Interesting. I would say that if the next time we do a code amendment, and it's going to be a while, we could reconsider that. For sure.
I mean, just to me, it's like we just...
It's pretty perfunctory for the commission to deal with it. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Well, I mean, it's just like gross. That's just what it's become.
Although I would say, I really appreciated the Planning Commission guidance on this, and I think there's a huge value in those applicants hearing from the Planning Commission.
And it's accountability, and they're sharing it with their neighbors.
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. that it is under review, that you know they are given a certain timeline. But I also think it gets a little sticky when it's in the urban growth boundary of Boardman, and they see that it is being voted on and not just at our discretion.
Mm-hmm.
It's less.
I think at some point, just me, I'd be like, oh, they approved them all. I'm going to put my hand there and prove it.
I think that's happening, don't you think?
Yeah.
She's seen, okay.
But at least now we can track them and get them on a time.
Mm-hmm.
So you would be able to do that anyway. I was just saying, if your staff could, you still be able to track them.
Yeah.
So
I think so far our longest one was the first one, and he was approved 5 years. He was approved 5 years because he planned to retire at that time.
And he only has two trucks.
Yeah.
So I think if you guys look in your packet, we have the January update. Don't know if anybody had any questions for Tamara on that.
I do have a typo, and Commissioner Seymour, I am very sorry in that I was rushed. Oh, wait, no, I actually got your name correct there.
Oh, you,
there was some place I got your... Oh, I think it's verbal.
You just put a capital. There's a capital.
I misspelled that part, so it should be a capital. But it's Andrew Seymour and Stevens.
So I see that Board of Commissioners...
No, but
I see the Board of Commissioners that overturned our last...
I saw that.
I expected that.
So that brings me to a comment. Maybe you guys want to do this or not, but... I would like us to draft a letter from the commissioners, not staff, as to, you know, we tried to do a CUP on Amazon, so at least we had some say, and they voted that down, and we were unanimous in that, and then we tried to keep a little bit of the wastewater off the dairy, and we were unanimous in that, and they moved that back, and at this point, I feel like, you know, we... They don't like what we do, they just overturn it, and they don't come back and consult us. It's not like we're a broken unit here. We're all seeing it the same way, apparently, since we're voting the same way. But I would like us to write a letter, and it can be relatively simple, expressing our concern and asking why they don't consider our recommendations any more than a unanimous vote to overrule it. And, you know, I mean, if they're going to overturn everything that we do, I I will be done wasting my time. Mm-hmm. So at least let them know that we care, that we have, you know, tried to give it our best thought and been met with that twice in the last 4 months, maybe.
Yeah.
And the other thing I'd like to do is revisit ADUs. It is so hard to find people a place to live.
I agree with that. That's a passion project of mine.
For sure. I mean, I think that it has to have some rules and stuff to it that I think of it.
You don't have to reinvent the wheel, though.
Exactly. And that's just something for a future, when maybe when you guys get caught up, we can revisit that.
I said I would definitely agree on the letter, because certain things also in that application were, you know, the DEQ, we have to do this because the DEQ, well, why, you know, why can't you do that? Oh, well, that's not, you know, then the lawyer comes back and says that's not how the port put it in the letter. Like, the port put it that they had to do it because the DEQ put that in the permit process, or permit application. That wasn't the truth. They're trying to say this wasn't, the lawyer was trying to say it wasn't reused water. That's not the truth. It is reused water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just different, I mean, I went out to the EPA, and I went out to the different sites, to the state and the EPA, and I found a lot of that to be, prior to our last meeting, to be what they had put in there, not
accurate.
Thank you. Okay. We'll put it that way. So I feel like we should write a letter, because our the staff and then us, we're doing the ones researching it. They're just listening to. No, they're not. Yeah, I completely agree with Brian. I think we need to address their lack of support for our decisions.
I'd be willing to draft a body to it, and then maybe we all just sit and talk about it a little bit and then complete it. Make sure that we're all exactly on board with something.
I think it's also important to show that the county needs to appear unified.
Mm-hmm.
To a point.
Do you think that with the new commissioner,
I think
that it could change
better,
the...
But I think it would be good that they know. And I also would like to submit it into their agenda so they read it at their meeting. So everybody in the county can read it, not just, you know, go to their office.
I was meant to go to that meeting, but our accountant showed up, so...
So I'd like to keep myself apart from that, because I'm an employee of the county. But if you want to,
you don't get to sign it.
Oh. So,
no, you don't get to. You're not invited.
Thank you. So if you want, I mean, however you want to work on it, I don't think you would need to do that in a public meeting, but you could, you know, draft it however you all want, as long as you're speaking generically about that, not about the specifics of an application. Because if you're discussing specific of an application, well, you've already made the final decision, so maybe it doesn't really matter.
I think it's important. Obviously, you're out there doing some research. No, they're not. I don't think they are. They don't hear, like I said, some of those things in that application that were not accurate. Thank you, Caitlin.
Yeah.
And I know they're not accurate because of the research I did at the EPA and the state level. So,
and both don't have to be true. Or I should say, it doesn't have to be one or the other. You could send a letter to the Board of Commissioners, and if we feel that they keep doing it, then...
Oh, okay.
I don't know, it's just saying, because, you know, that could be a nuclear weapon. We would like to have a cause of fire.
Me?
Yeah.
I mean,
for the price they're paying.
They would.
Yeah.
You could fight.
Yeah.
It is the, I mean, but it is our job here to do that.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you know, and if they're just going to overturn everything, get a stamp.
Why don't you draft it, Brian, and then email it to us?
Yeah, I'll just bring it to the next meeting. We'll go with that.
Yep.
After the bell things. So
after the bell things, you betcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything
so
else?
The bell things.
No,
thank
you very much. And welcome.
Thank you.
Stephen, what did you say?
Jim Doherty's asking for the opportunity to review the last minute, review the entire record. for that action for the land partition. I just want to make sure that we have a good Methodist contract for him and can deliver that.
And so Jim's asking to look at what for the letter?
Everybody knows how you read Jim.
Yes, and I'll make that available to you.
And thank you for my binder. I'll give it back so I can get that back next.
Isn't that nice? I know. She knows she makes one for me every month.
If you saw my desk,
good night, Steven.
I have 1,000 pieces of crop insurance on my desk. I got different.
I do have
a and I'm so ADHD. I start on something, get a phone call, they start on something different. So I need binders in my whole life.
It's a strength, but it's also.
Yes.
Basically, it was going to the CDA will now.
We're very disciplined, Stacy. You're very disciplined with keeping in your binder.
Stacy,
I'm
just